The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. I'm about to report on a pronouncement from the most brilliant banking minds in America, the Federal Reserve. And after carefully analyzing all the data, the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is losing strength and that hiring remains weak. However, the economy is not so weak that the Fed has to print another large pile of money, unless hiring gets weaker, in which case it will try to do something, although it doesn't say what. Now, I have to confess that we are even reporting this is an indication of how desperate we are for even the tiniest indication that some authorities somewhere has some plan for doing something to put more people back to work. Because no one seems to know the secret to prosperity. Personally, I have a feeling the secret is buried somewhere in Mitt Romney's tax returns, but he's not sharing, so we'll hear from a couple of other money experts after this. With the economy still drifting, financial analysts like Greg McBride of Bankrate.com were searching for some hint about whether the Fed is ready to do anything.
The Fed indicated that an additional round of stimulus could well be in the offing if the economy continues to languish.
Stimulus in this case doesn't mean creating jobs directly, but lending out more money at almost invisible interest rates and hoping businesses will borrow some of it to expand operations and hire people, which is how it's supposed to work, except that they've tried it before, and unemployment is still stuck above 8%.
The Fed cannot manufacture demand, and until people start to feel better about their own financial situations, they're going to continue to squirrel away money and focus on paying down debt.
There it is again. We consumers aren't spending enough. We're squirreling money away. 5 years ago, we were like chain smokers, spending ourselves into a recession, so we learn our lesson, change our ways, start saving, and now, just as we're getting the tobacco smell out of our clothes, they want us to pick up smoking again. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.